Okay, let's review Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph. At the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara was discussing how tefillin can keep a person in check when the person seems to be getting out of hand with a little too much joy. So the Gemara tells us, Chazinu l'Rabban David Kabat Chituv, at a certain wedding, the rabbi saw that someone was getting a little too happy, was expressing too much joy. So I see, Kosta Demukra Basu Arba Me'azuzei, V'tavar Kamayu Ve'atzivu. They took a 400 Zuz Kos, they broke it, and that brought down the level of Simcha, which was considered to be appropriate. Tosa says that's where our Mina comes from, that we break a glass at a wedding. The Gemara goes on to tell us that a person is Ein Adam, Ein Omdim, that when a person gets up to daven, it should be in the context of having just learned to halacha psuka. The Gemara gives three examples of what's an example of halacha psuka. Either the chumra of Rabbi Zera that Benos Yisrael, even if they see a tipas dam kechardol, the yoshul shiva nekiim, or the idea that you bring the grain into the house while it's still in the shells, so that the animals could eat from it; it doesn't become complete tevel. Or the third possibility is that bloodletting from behemos sukachim, the blood is considered to be asr ba'na'a and chayiv b'me'ila. So those are the three possible halachos psukos that are appropriate to do right before davening, that are appropriate to learn right before davening. But a more complicated, involved in, it's not appropriate to learn right before davening. The Gemara then tells us that just like you should have a halacha psuka before you daven, al yiftar adam mechaveru al mitoch dvar halacha, shmitoch kach zochreyu, that when you say goodbye to a friend and you're going to be parting ways, you should always say dvar halacha last, and that way you'll always be able to remember each other. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva would daven very quickly when he was davening b'tzibur, so that they wouldn't have to wait. But by himself, if he had a very different style of davening, shayim espal beinolav enatzmo adam anicha b'zavazu umotzo b'zavazacheres, you could leave him in one corner of the room and find him in a completely different corner of the room because of the krios v'shtachavayos, all the bowing and the intensity of his tefillah. The Gemara tells us that a person is supposed to yisader shvachav, first praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu before asking for his own personal needs, before he shoal tzrachav. And then the Gemara says that after Shmona Esrei, achar tefila afilu kaseidr vidul shel yom kippurim omer. You want to add on, after the Shmona Esrei, you could even add on something that's as long as the seidr vidui of yom kippurim. And daf lamed aleph amid beis, the Gemara tells us a list of lessons that we can learn from the tefila of Chana, a list of six lessons that we learn from the tefila of Chana. First of all, we learn that you daven quietly. Second, that even though you're davening quietly, your lips should move. Third, that you're not allowed to daven while you're drunk. Fourth, that you're supposed to reprimand somebody when you see that they're doing something that's eino hagun, that's incorrect. Fifth, we learn that you should defend yourself, that if someone has choshed you for doing something incorrect, but really you're innocent, you should defend yourself. You should tzarech lo'odio, you have to let them know that you didn't do anything wrong. And then the sixth thing we learn from that conversation with Chana and Eli, that if you wrongly suspected somebody of something, you then need to be mefayis them, or even to be mevarich them, because we see Eli gave her a bracha at the end, that Hashem should answer her tefillos. Then the Gemara tells us a number of details about the story of Chana. First of all, the Gemara tells us that it's a mashal, like a poor person coming to a king. That's how Chana approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by saying, look how much you have. Would it cost you so much to give me one little child is all I'm asking for? It's not so much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has so many people that he worries about each and every day. And then she spoke in a very threatening way. She threatened to become a sota. She said, Ribbono Shel Olam, we do it on your terms, on my terms, that's fine. If we do it, you just give me a bracha to have a child, that would be great. Otherwise, I'm going to have to have yichud after a kinoy for my husband Elkanah, and then you're going to be forced to give me a child. The Gemara tells us she never violated nida chalav adlakas aner. That was in the third comment that she had made in her tefillah. She said the only reason that women die young, or the primary reasons women die young, is because they are in some way in violation of those three important feminine mitzvos. She said, I never violated any of them. Why should I not have children? And finally, she said, I'm interested in having a zera anashim, a child who's zera anashim. but we had five possibilities what that means. What is Zera Anashim? So either it means a very special child, or it means someone who will anoint two kings. That was Shmuel Shita, that it's going to be someone who's a king maker. Third possibility, someone who's as great as Anashim, as Moshe and Aaron, right? The Pasuk compares Shmuel alone to Moshe and Aaron put together. Moshe v'Aaron b'cho'anav u'Shmuel b'karei Shemo. And fourth, someone who's accepted by people, who walks amongst the people and people are happy with. And the fifth possibility is just someone who's normal, not someone who's too tall, too short, too smart, too stupid, someone too black, too white, just someone very average. Interested in having an average child doesn't stick out too much. The Gemara then tells us that Shmuel was Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabba. When the people in the Mishkan were looking for a Kohen in order to shecht the par, Shmuel said, what are you looking for a Kohen for? You don't need a Kohen for that. Shechita b'zar k'sheira. It's kasher to do shechita by azar. So they brought him to Eli, and Eli said, how do you know this? And he said, well, the Pasuk says that v'hikrivu ha-kohanim. So you see that prior to hakrava, never says v'shachat ha-kohen, prior to hakrava, the shechita could be done even by a non-kohen, by azar. So Eli said, you know what? You're exactly correct. That's very, very true. But you're mora alach b'fnei rabbi, and therefore you're chayiv misa. And therefore Eli was going to have Shmuel killed until Chana interceded and said, no, this elanara zespalalti, this is the child I davened for. You can't have this child killed, even if you promise me a different child. And the daf concludes by telling us that a person who fasts on Shabbos, Kalayoshi b'taynis b'shabbos koron lo gzardino shel shivim shana. 70 years of a bad gzardin gets ripped up for a person who fasts on Shabbos. But the Gemara says leisiv tanisa l'tanisa, because he didn't do oneg Shabbos that Shabbos, he's going to have to fast again to make up for the avera, so to speak, of not observing oneg Shabbos properly. Okay, that is brachos daf lamed aleph.